Jody Hall knows how to bake. And after more than a decade running Cupcake Royale, she knew how to build a business. But she told me getting into the edible marijuana industry was a completely different story, starting with applying for a retail marijuana license.
I applied at the 11th hour, literally the last day. It was 3 o'clock. Called my bookkeeper, had her create a corporation. Let's call it Royale Leisure Industries. All right, cool. All right, who's the president? Oh, let's put me at as the president, Jody Hall. Address, let's put 1111 East Pike Street, where we have our Cupcake Royale in Capitol Hill. We bought that space. We know we get mail there reliably. Let's put that. And what box should we check? Oh, let's check retailer, producer, processor. What's all that? You know, really hadn't done any homework. I barely told anybody. I mean, honestly, I didn't even tell my wife. I didn't tell my family. I just was going on my day. I thought, all right, they'll send something out and I'll figure out the next steps. And it's barely a thought. And then a local media blog called and said, hey, Jody, what's going on? We just did a report of who's coming to Capitol Hill. You got to call me back. You know, sure enough, he reports it. The Seattle Times picks it up. They're calling and I don't want to call back. I'm like, no comment, no comment. This has nothing to do with Cupcake Royale. And then every major media TV station is in front of every Cupcake Royale, literally reporting outside the door. Tonight at 5, is Cupcake Royale selling pot cupcakes? And I'm horrified. I'm horrified. Like, this is a PR nightmare. We trend on Twitter. Who trends on Twitter? All that news came out. I remember my dad called me the next day, and he's like, well, I saw your article in the Seattle Times. I'm like, oh, my God, hashtag busted by my dad at 48. Please, really? Like, it was hilarious.
But at the time, it sounds like you were genuinely concerned.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
What were your concerns about the brand that you had built, about Cupcake Royale?
Absolutely. I mean, right away, we talked to our folks at Cupcake Royale. We talked about what we're doing. You know, we really want to bring trust and safety and reliability to this experience. We want to help people understand there's a different way to imbibe that actually is less harmful than alcohol or tobacco and other ways to imbibe. Pot will not kill you.
You just talked about how marijuana, it can't kill you. It's relatively safe. But in King County, cases of poisoning from marijuana edibles has gone up 73%. 30% of those cases are in children. So what happens, for example, if one of your six-year-old schoolmates eats one of the cookies that you've made? What happens then?
That's a really good point. And I think that it's so important to be utilize safety. Just as if you buy alcohol, you're going to store that away. The challenge with edibles is that a cookie, unlike a bottle of whiskey, looks delicious to everybody. And so we have followed the regulation to the max in terms of the amount of THC, the copy and things like that, talking about a marijuana product, as well as putting it in a childproof package. But it's really important. Only an adult can buy this. And an adult needs to think about, where am I going to keep this and keep this safe, out of reach, out of sight from children? And that's an important part as being a responsible consumer.
I'm talking with Jody Hall. She owns Cupcake Royale, and she also owns The Good Ship, which is a line of marijuana edibles. We've been talking about how and why she started The Good Ship. From the day you decided to apply for the retail license to today, we're looking at 2 years. You've got 2 years in this business now under your belt.
That's incredible.
What makes it worth it?
I think the things that I'm really excited about are how The Good Ship can have this seat at the table to influence the future of pot culture and this amazing renaissance. It's exciting. I mean, we're doing things that are getting attention on a national level.
Well, if we look into the very near future, just next week, The Good Ship Lecture Series is starting. What is that? What's going on with that?
The Good Ship Academy of Higher Education is what we're calling this. And the idea behind that is we want to bring heady topics, intellectual topics, under heady influence, and have conversations around mind-blowing, interesting topics around art, culture, technology, literature, etc., in an environment where alcohol is not the main elixir, marijuana is. And to me, it's so much bigger than a pretty package and a delicious cookie or chocolate bar edible. It has to have soul. It has to have meaning. It has to have It has to connect with people.
That's Jody Hall. She's the owner of Cupcake Royale and now The Good Ship Company, which produces edible marijuana products. The Good Ship Academy of Higher Learning launches its lecture series next Wednesday with Google's head of machine intelligence.